tattoo, scarred on skin, bright as day. Across my heart, there is no other way.
I'm sorry, not on this body, not in this lifetime. Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. We're in august company this morning, aren't we?
We certainly are. And as you know by now, Hawaii Public Radio will soon enter its next phase of its existence. The man who may semi-annually bless your socks, Michael Titterton, will complete his tenure as HPR president and CEO on June 30th. Jose Fajardo will officially take over as of May 16th. And for 6 weeks, both he and Michael will be in the building as they are today and with us this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
Nice to have you here. Now, when Michael came to Hawaii Public Radio, his task was pretty clear. And over the past 17 years, he's been steadily strengthening and expanding the service across Hawaii. At this point, Jose, and obviously this is just the beginning, what do you see as the path for you?
Well, first of all, let me acknowledge the wonderful work that Michael has done for the last 16, 17 years in really enhancing the infrastructure of Hawaii Public Radio, of making sure that the signals are getting throughout the islands of Hawaii so that as many listeners as possible can enjoy the benefits of Hawaii Public Radio. So Michael is leaving in obviously great standing and with a station that's growing with listenership and with growing with revenue and tremendous infrastructure. So my role is really to continue the great work that Michael has already started over these past many years to ensure that we continue to be able to fund the infrastructure and continue to invest into the programming, not just the national programs, but invest in the local programs, where I think this is where Hawaii Public Radio becomes so relevant in this community, which I hope, soon to call my community. Public radio and local programming is what makes public radio relevant and for everyone who invests in public radio. And so my role is to continue moving that forward, making sure that we are able to sustain that for many, many years.
I want to talk to you more about local programming in a moment. But yep. Michael, as you've been watching the expansion happening and driving the expansion, that one last puzzle piece of East Hawaii seems to be just about ready to fall in place. Where exactly are we?
I'm so glad you asked. Today, we have engineers scheduled to be on the tower installing the antenna for KHU. I haven't heard from them. I've been kind of busy this morning, scratching money together. But I'm hoping to have photographs of them in action, which we'll be putting on our website later on today. And it's amazing the way it's come down. We hope to have this this particular radio station on the air a couple of years ago, and then a year ago, and then 6 months ago, and there have been all sorts of obstacles that we just never saw coming. I suppose it's poetically correct that the last one that we did should be the toughest one, but it's getting done, and it'll be on the air within weeks now, a short number of weeks. Sequence will be that because of the terms of license, KANO, the existing station, which we're also going to be broadcasting from Kalani Kone, will need to be the one on the air first. Its frequency will change, and we'll let you know about that so you know where to find it. The signal will be better than ever. And about 10 days after that, there's some paper that has to be done. About 10 days after that is when KHU will bellow forth and bring HPR to the very patient people of East Hawaii. I think the cliche is the patience of Job, and it could be replaced anytime soon by the patience of the people of East Hawaii, who have just been very, very stoic about this whole thing. But it's going to be worth it in the end.
And for you, a sense of real completion.
Yes, I have to say, as far as the it's always a work in progress. We've always said that about Hawaii Public Radio. It's always going to be a work in progress. But as far as that sort of essential step of getting the infrastructure out there so that the entire state can be brought together through radio, we'll have a degree of closure when that station goes on the air. And I'll be a happy boy.
Oh, I have no doubt that you will. But as we move forward into this next chapter of Hawaii Public Radio's existence, we're going to also see some real changes in terms of how programming is delivered and what we are affectionately calling the whoosh.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. Because up until now, up until we are able to deliver both services, HPR 1 and HPR 2, to equally around the state, we have had to make certain compromises. The most glaring, obviously, obvious of which is Morning Edition, which has been a part of our legacy station, which has been KHPR ever since there's been a Hawaii Public Radio. And the way we are going, HPR 2 will be the news and information network, and HPR 1 will be the arts and culture network. And so obviously Morning Edition belongs on HPR 2, and that's where it will go. We haven't been able to move it up until now, because if we did, then the people of East Hawaii wouldn't be able to hear it. But that's one of several changes. It's just the most obvious. What we'll have a couple of months from now, I hope, is a network that is truly given to arts and culture, continuing in the classical music tradition, but broadening that even to more fully and richly reflect the sense of place, of the very special sense of place of Hawaii in the middle of the Pacific, and drawing on classical music traditions from something somewhere other than Europe. I mean, we do that now, but we can increase, I think. And HPR 2, of course, will continue to develop its news programming muscles, and we've got a couple of specific projects in mind. So, yeah, it's not going to be boring.
It's never been up to this point, and I doubt it will be in future, too. But, Jose, as you are moving with us into the future, and you've talked a little bit about local programming, mm-hmm. obviously with these changes, this means that the conversation is going to shift into midday as opposed to being a morning show. What differences do you see in that happening, and how do you see that also fulfilling our need to create local programming?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, local programming is so important for public radio, but especially for Hawaii Public Radio. It's been the backbone of what Michael has been able to accomplish here at Hawaii Public Radio. You know, so when you move programming around, you got to make sure that the people that listen to the program also move along with those programs. So how we communicate that with our listeners and how we market, that's going to be very, very important. But by doing this change that Michael's talking about, it allows us to recalibrate our local programs so that we are reaching as the greater audience as possible. And then we can maybe add more local programs to Hawaii Public Radio. For me, you know, that's what attracted me to this situation at Hawaii Public Radio is, you know, the infrastructure is already built and is being built, and the local programming that's already here, because I'm a strong believer in local programming. Everywhere I've been, I've created local programming, and that's the way that you connect this radio station with the community. So I'm really looking forward to that and making it even better in future years.
As are we. Thank you both. Wish we had more time to talk, but, you know, we got to move along, and I know you do, too, to go do things like
raising money.
That's radio.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bethann.
Michael Hitterton will soon complete his 17-year term as president and general manager of Hawaii Public Radio. Jose Fajardo will take over that position. He's currently the executive vice president of the Orlando Regional Chamber of Commerce in Central Florida.